You'd think, right, that a flat 21% corporate tax means companies, actually pay 21%. But if you look at U.S. tech giants over the last 6 years, well, they routinely pay single digits.
Yeah, it's really wild to look at the raw numbers.
Right. So today we're taking a deep dive into this massive 6-year study. It basically exposes exactly how Alphabet, Amazon, Meta, Microsoft, and Intel managed to pull off this mathematical illusion.
Exactly. And just a quick note before we jump in, we are strictly following the data today. No politics, no taking sides.
Right, just uncovering the hidden mechanics of the digital economy. So, okay, let's unpack this. The 2017 tax law was meant to keep companies from offshoring profits. So how on earth are the most profitable companies in the world paying so little?
Well, to really grasp this, we have to look at how tech companies actually generate value. Like, it's not through heavy machinery or, factories.
Right, it's through intangibles.
Exactly. Algorithms, software, patents, that sort of thing. The tax code heavily favors these digital assets. And what's fascinating here is this specific provision called the Foreign-Derived Intangible Income Deduction, or FDII.
FDII, right. I've seen that acronym floating around.
Yeah, and it essentially gives massive tax breaks to companies that keep their intellectual property in the U.S. while selling services globally. Like, Alphabet alone saved nearly $12 billion utilizing just this single provision.
12 billion. Wow. So it's like running a massive global bakery, right? But because you keep the master recipe locked in a vault in your U.S. kitchen, the government gives you a giant tax break on the profits of every single cake you sell overseas.
That is honestly, that captures the mechanism perfectly. The government is basically heavily subsidizing digital export.
Okay, so keeping the IP in the U.S. is one massive lever,
Yeah.
but these companies don't just export software. I mean, they employ massive workforces.
Right. Huge, highly paid workforces.
Yeah, and I saw something in the notes about stock options lowering their tax bills, but I couldn't quite wrap my head around it. How does that actually work?
Oh, it's a brilliant maneuver. So, when an employee cashes in a stock option, the tax code lets the company deduct the current market value of that stock, not what it was worth when they, originally granted it.
Oh, wait, so as the stock goes up.
Exactly. As Amazon's stock price skyrockets, they get to claim a massive phantom expense. I mean, they're basically wiping out billions in taxes just because the stock market had a good year.
That is wild.
Yeah, in 2021 alone, Amazon avoided like $1.1 billion in taxes through just this loophole.
Wow. They're literally weaponizing their own market success to shrink their tax burden. But these rules aren't set in stone forever, right? Didn't government recently change how companies handle research and development?
They did, yeah, and it created a major shock to the system back in 2022. So companies were suddenly required to spread out their R&D costs over 5 years instead of, deducting them all immediately.
Wait, so if they suddenly can't write off their entire innovation pipeline in one go, how badly did that hit them in the short term?
Oh, massively. Amazon actually saw its 2023 tax bill spike to $8.6 billion because of it.
8.6 billion just from that one rule change.
Yeah, but if we connect this to the bigger picture, this rule change actually created some wild mathematical paradoxes. Take Meta, for example. Because they couldn't deduct all their R&D expenses at once, their on-paper profit temporarily looked much higher.
Oh, okay. Here's where it gets really interesting. Let me guess. That artificially higher profit somehow triggered a bigger deduction.
Spot on. Since that FDII tax break we talked about earlier is calculated as a percentage of your profit, Meta's artificially inflated profit mathematically triggered an even larger tax deduction.
That is ridiculous.
Right. Their actual cash taxes went up, but their effective tax rate dropped. And meanwhile, an older, like, hardware-heavy company like Intel used standard R&D credits during a low-profit year to magically wipe out 99% of its tax liability.
99%. So, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Like, when you zoom out and look at all this complex maneuvering over the course of this study, what is the actual cumulative cost here?
Well, the study calculates a $56.4 billion gap over just 6 years for these five companies alone.
Wow.
Yeah, when compared to that baseline 21% flat rate. And this raises an important question about opportunity costs. The researchers explicitly point out that this $56.4 billion closely matches the cost of expanding the federal child tax credit.
Oh, right, which was the program that temporarily halved child poverty back in 2021 before the funding ran out.
Correct. And the report also highlights how these corporate tax structures, well, they widen the racial wealth gap because 88% of corporate tax cut benefits flow to white households.
Mostly through stock ownership, right?
Exactly. So subsidizing these massive tech valuations has a deeply regressive effect on how wealth is distributed across the country. And, you know, this landscape is about to shift radically again.
Right, because we're hurtling toward a 2026 tax cliff where a lot of these provisions either expire or shrink.
Yeah, plus there's a new 15% corporate alternative minimum tax in the U.S. now, alongside a massive push for a global minimum tax, which leaves you with a really fascinating dynamic to watch.
Right, like if global minimum taxes effectively neutralize these U.S. intangible tax breaks.
Exactly. Will tech giants stop geographically ring-fencing their intellectual property in the States?
That is the billion-dollar question. Could they instead move their actual physical innovation hubs overseas entirely?
They just might.
Well, definitely keep an eye out for that the next time you read a tech earnings report. Because while a flat corporate rate sounds simple, the illusion is finally starting to crack.